Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The DH, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Barbaro Garby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jackie Gutierrez. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, John Henry Johnson. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gutierrez moves to second. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Rice reaches second base with a double. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas strikes out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-1 in the game. Easler hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas, who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson scores. It's 4-0, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman strikes out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barrett moves to third. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Boggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Barrett scores. Gutierrez moves to third. It's 4-1, Tigers. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Crawford now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Herndon strikes out. Two outs. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 2 in the game. Armas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon throws the ball into Whitaker, who tags Armas trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 2 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Garby juggles the ball. That's an error on Garby. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Garby fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Easler for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 3 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 2 in the game. Newman takes first base on ball 4. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Miller pinch hits for Jackie Gutierrez. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barrett moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Barrett moves to third. Miller moves to second. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Tigers, 4, Red Sox, 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Armas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Stanley now pitching. Glenn Hoffman now playing shortstop. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish strikes out. One out. Rupert Jones pinch hits for Larry Herndon. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Darrell Evans pinch hits for Barbaro Garby. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gibson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. the Red Sox will come to bat. Rupert Jones now playing left field. Darrell Evans now playing first base. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 3 in the game. Easler strikes out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a pop-up towards first. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Newman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Bergman pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Bergman reaches second base with a double. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bergman moves to third. One out. Mark Clear now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner juggles the ball. That's an error on Buckner. Bergman scores. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 5, Red Sox, 5. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Newman for a passed ball. Whitaker moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitaker. The throw from Newman and he is safe. Whitaker steals third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 4 in the game. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Trammell moves to second. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darrell Evans now playing third base. Dave Bergman now playing first base. Howard Johnson now playing shortstop. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Barrett strikes out. One out. Rich Gedman pinch hits for Glenn Hoffman. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Rich Gale now pitching. Ed Jurek now playing shortstop. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bergman strikes out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Armas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-5 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards right. Evans fields it and throws to second to catch Trammell for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-5, Tigers. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Jones reaches second base with a double. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-4 in the game. Easler strikes out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Newman strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.